Rakshanda, you also translate other people's books. Tell me about that process. I mean, that is so different to creating your own work. And it's a really complex process, isn't it, in terms of really honouring the work that you're translating?
Yes. You know, in India, we have 22 official languages and many, many, many dialects. Now, even in a country like that, it isn't possible for everybody to read everybody else's languages and literatures because the scripts are different, they sound different, you can't really access them. Translations open a window. And why just in India? I think for the world. Translations open a window into another world, into a way of life. And I think they're important. And we've always taken them for granted. I mean, those of us who studied English literature, we studied the Roman classics, the Greek mythology, and they came to us in translation. The great Russian masters, the French symbolists. We've always been reading translations, but we've never really given them the kind of importance they deserve. We read Maupassant, we read the Russian masters, and we didn't quite always realize that we were reading them in English translation. And I think our world would have been that much poorer if we hadn't read all of this. The Latin Americans, I can go on, you know. So I think in this world today, translations are important. When I come and speak here, I bring a slice of my culture, my literary culture, with me when I read translations from Urdu. I think that's important. I think, you get a sense of what other people are saying, thinking, perhaps using different images. The moon, for example, or the night, you know, for a community that has known oppression, the night can be a symbol of oppression, for example, in poetry.
Are there some concepts that don't translate across different cultures or languages?
Absolutely. In England, where it rains all the time, rain doesn't mean very much. But for us in India, rain, especially the first scent of rain on parched ground, is something mythical. And poets have waxed eloquent over it. So the notion of rain is very, very important for some of us in some parts of India, but it doesn't rain very much. The notion of, let's say, a string of flowers covering a groom's face. Now, you might think it absurd. Why would a man standing in a church waiting for his wife to come down the aisle, why would he have his face covered with the wreaths of flowers? But for us, it's an image. It's an image that means something, right? So yes, images are very difficult to translate, and especially images that are culture-specific.
Segment 1.
Rakshanda, you also translate other people's books. Tell me about that process. I mean, that is so different to creating your own work. And it's a really complex process, isn't it, in terms of really honouring the work that you're translating?
Yes. You know, in India, we have 22 official languages and many, many, many dialects. Now, even in a country like that, it isn't possible for everybody to read everybody else's languages and literatures because the scripts are different, they sound different, you can't really access them. Translations open a window. And why just in India? I think for the world.
Segment 2.
Translations open a window into another world, into a way of life, and I think they're important. And we've always taken them for granted. I mean, those of us who studied English literature, we studied the Roman classics, the Greek mythology, and they came to us in translation. The great Russian masters, the French symbolists. We've always been reading translations, but we've never really given them the kind of importance they deserve. We read Maupassant, we read the Russian masters, and we didn't quite always realize that we were reading them in English translation. And I think our world would have been that much poorer if we hadn't read all of this. The Latin Americans, I can go on, you know. So I think in this world today, translations are important. When I come and speak here, I bring a slice of my culture, my literary culture, with me when I read translations from Urdu.
Segment 3.
I think that's important. I think, you get a sense of what other people are saying, thinking, perhaps using different images. The moon, for example, or the night, you know, for a community that has known oppression, the night can be a symbol of oppression, for example, in poetry.
Are there some concepts that don't translate across different cultures or languages?
Absolutely. In England, where it rains all the time, rain doesn't mean very much. But for us in India, rain, especially the first scent of rain on parched ground, is something mythical. And poets have waxed eloquent over it. So the notion of rain is very, very important for some of us in some parts of India, but it doesn't rain very much.
Segment 4.
The notion of, let's say, a string of flowers covering a groom's face. Now, you might think it absurd. Why would a man standing in a church waiting for his wife to come down the aisle, why would he have his face covered with the wreaths of flowers? But for us, it's an image. It's an image that means something. Right? So yes, images are very difficult to translate, and especially images that are culture specific.